Now, back to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Here's Dave Benton.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with my co-host and producer, Scott Eckersley. We still got plenty of Michigan State to talk about, but want to turn to NFL. There's some big stuff going on. We're joined now by Detroit Free Press writer Dave Burkett. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Hey, no problem, guys. How you doing?
Good. So let's start with the collective bargaining agreement before we get to the combine and the Lions. And I'm just kind of curious, with this extension, is this actually going to get us somewhere, or is this delaying the inevitable?
No, I think, you know, I wrote something actually for Sunday. It hasn't run yet, but, you know, I was talking to Jason Hanson a couple weeks ago, and he made the comparison. He said, you know, it's a lot like, you know, when rookies come in and you hear they're not close, they're not talking, and then 3 days later the guy's in camp. Well, I think that's essentially what this is, you know, that you just needed to come upon a deadline to get something done. And, you know, I guess there's still plenty of work to be done, but both sides at least realize that the deadline is now and not, you know, August or September. So I think something's going to get done. You know, I've never been a believer that there's going to be a long lockout, and, you know, I guess I continue to follow that mantra that, you know, here in the next few weeks we'll have some sort of deal and free agency and everything before the draft.
In your opinion, is there one side that's more at fault than the other?
No, I mean, you know, look, they're arguing over $1 billion, and that's, you know, a lot of money, and I know the NFL makes a ton of money, but, you know, it's a lot of money. I understand why both sides want it. So, you know, we're not going to miss any games. I think it's been, you know, a couple years from now, we'll look back and we'll say it was much to do about nothing, that the NFL continues to grow and continues to rake in money, and this did nothing to affect its popularity.
Talking to Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press. Dave, is that the biggest issue, the extra billion off the top, and not necessarily the 18 games or the rookie salary cap?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I'm obviously not, you know, in the room, and they've been pretty guarded about what's going on, you know, in there, where those negotiations stand exactly. But that's what it comes down to at the end of the day, is how to divvy up that money and how much money the players are going to get. And there's a lot of ways to get to that, and whether that means we're going to have an 18-game schedule or there's going to be more, you know, Thursday night games or whatever. However they want to go about doing it, they can get there. But it's about that bottom line at the end of the day.
Let's talk about something that might get affected if, for some reason, there'd be a work stoppage, and that would be the future of the Detroit Lions with free agency and things of that nature. And more importantly, I'm thinking the combine. What did you see last week at the combine? Maybe some players that Detroit was looking at more than others?
Right. You know, combine's kind of a funny animal. I mean, for us, it's not, you know, I don't get to sit and watch those guys work out. And, you know, even if I did, I'd get a whole lot more from talking to people who did, you know, the NFL people who get paid to evaluate, you know, those people for a living. So, you know, I don't have any firsthand knowledge of who looked great aside from what I saw on TV. But you know, just from talking to people, it seems like everybody kind of knows this. It's a real good defensive line group this year. And I think the Lions, you know, as good as that unit is for them, you know, that wouldn't preclude them from taking a defensive lineman early. I mean, they're going to have some options with the 13th pick. They're kind of a wild card because, you know, the two positions they need most, outside linebacker and cornerback, it doesn't look like there's going to be a guy there that'll fill that need. So if they're not drafting for need, then, you know, they could go offensive line, defensive line. There's a number of ways that they can go where they can still get an impact player, somebody that'll, you know, be a staple of their team for the next, you know, 5, 6, 8 years.
If they aren't drafting for need, if a player doesn't fall to them that they really, really want, is there a chance that they trade down, or is there a chance that they trade up before they get to that?
Yeah, I think trading up would be hard. You know, they've only got 5 picks, and you know, if a CBA gets worked out and they can trade players, they don't have, you know, a ton of tradable commodities that, you know, wouldn't affect, you know, the kind of nucleus of their team. So I think it'd be hard to move up. I think they'd love to move down, but you got to have a willing trade partner to do that with. And you know, I'm not 100% sure that they'll be able to do that. You know, they might say one of those top receivers falls, Julio Jones from, you know, Alabama, or AJ Green from Georgia. You know, though I doubt it. But if one of those guys fell to 13, I think the Lions would be in a good position because the Rams pick next, and the Rams, you know, they need a receiver more than anything to pair with Sam Bradford.
Talking to Dave Burkett, Detroit Lions writer for the Detroit Free Press, here on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Dave, you talked a little bit about getting information from the scouts, the talent evaluators. And one thing I hate about the combine and pre-draft is all the mock drafts. And from what you saw, how different is what you were getting from the scouts from, say, Todd McShay and Mel Kiper?
Yeah, no, you know what? I think the scouts and the players, and you know, they kind of get a chuckle out of some of those mock drafts too, you know, so it's not, you're not alone. But, you know, I think the fact of the matter is those guys, you know, they talk to scouts too, so they kind of know who's who. And more than anything, when you see guys make big leaps, you know, coming up before the draft, after the combine, after the Senior Bowl, things like that, it may be partly because they, you know, those guys went and watched some film, but some of it's also because, you know, the guys they talked to said, hey, that's who, you know, that's a guy that you need to move up your draft board. So I think for the most part, they know who a lot of those guys are at the top of the draft, and that won't change a whole heck of a lot. There'll always be some surprises, but I take those for what they're worth, that they're mock drafts, you know, 2 months out.
From what you heard and saw, who moved up the most last weekend at the combine?
Yeah, you know, I did, for our website, you know, freep.com, I did a little, just kind of some, you know, three gainers and three losers. And
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, a couple people that I thought, you know, helped themselves. Well, and even one guy that I don't even know if I put on there was Marvin Austin, the defensive tackle from North Carolina. You know, I guess he's a guy that, you know, over this whole process has done a lot to improve his stock. He didn't play last year, you know, had some, was kind of caught in the whole North Carolina, you know, agent, you know, thing. So he's a guy that seems contrite and has played well and came in shape. So I think he's a guy that could be moving up. Prince Amukamara, unfortunately for Lions fans, you know, he answered pretty much every question that people had about him, and now he was going to be a top, you know, 13 pick to begin with, but I don't think he's going to fall to the Lions now. So I think that's a guy who helped his stock, you know, considerably too.
Are the Detroit Lions, is anybody in their organization right now trying to dig up some dirt on Patrick Peterson to lower his draft stock so maybe he
right.
falls to them?
Yeah, I mean, even if that happens, I don't know that he's going to fall. I mean, that guy is, I mean, when you're running, you know, mid-4.3s at, you know, 6 foot, 219 pounds, and you know, you could play, you know, you could have an impact at cornerback, safety, kick returner, you know, I think you're pretty much locked into the top five there. So, barring some sort of felony conviction, I don't think he'll be around.
Well, we can always hope for something, maybe a misdemeanor or something to drop his stock a little bit. You mentioned 40 times, and I've always kind of wondered this, and I think you would know better than I because you've talked to scouts and stuff. When you talk about 40 times with players, how much stock do they put into the 40 times at the combine, and how much do they realize that perhaps there's guys out there that may be running by themselves a sprint, they may not run as fast as they would as a competitor in a game?
Oh, right. Yeah, no, there's definitely, you know, a couple things there. I mean, look, game film always trumps, you know, what you see at the combine. You know, I think that's, you know, I think just about any scout you talk to would tell you that. You know, you gotta trust what you see on film, because you're absolutely right. Some of these guys, you put the pads on and they're slower. They can't, you know, they don't convert that straight line speed to football movement. So there's always some with that. And then, you know, B, I mean, you see some of these times. Well, every scout's got his own time. You know, every scout's running, or the guys on the field at least, you know, they're running their own handheld time. So, you know, their time may differ from somebody else's time by, you know, 0.05 seconds or something like that. And maybe that's not a huge difference, but maybe it's enough to make you think that, you know what, I'm going to knock this guy down, or, you know, I'm going to put somebody else above him. So those times are all, you know, they all vary by organization too.
Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press joining us here on the weekend. Kickoff 1320 WILS. Dave, were you able to talk to or get a chance to see any of the local guys from Michigan or Michigan State down there?
Oh, yeah. So the way the combine works, you know, they bring those guys in by position groups every day. And you know, I definitely talked to Greg Jones for a minute on, I think it was Saturday, he came in. You know, I think he's a guy that still has something to prove. You know, I think coming into the year, a lot of people thought he was going to be, you know, second-round pick type of linebacker, but I don't know if it was production or just, you know, kind of the NBA syndrome where the more you put on film, the more questions come up. And, you know, plus he's not the biggest guy in the world, you know, at basically 6 foot. So I think there's some questions about him, and he's going to be, you know, kind of a mid to late round pick. You know, I'm trying to think who else. I didn't talk to Charlie Gant when I was down there. I did talk to Steve Schilling, Michigan offensive lineman, and, you know, he's another guy that's probably a middle round pick. Real strong. I think he had one of the top bench presses at the combine. You know, and you know, I think you know, some scouts, because he was such a highly recruited guy coming out, you know, I think there's some sentiment of maybe, you know, changing systems and moving positions and everything, you know, kind of hurt him a little bit, and he might even be a little bit better player than what we've seen.
Dave Burkett, Detroit Free Press, joining us. Dave, before we let you go, just real quickly, if it was you forecasting it, what's your gut feeling? Where do the Lions go with that pick, that first-round pick?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if the Nebraska cornerback is there, I think he's the, you know, the easy guy, and they take him, you know, barring that, you know, I think you're probably looking at, you know, one of the big guys on either line. You know, I think they'd probably lean towards defense, and that might be a guy like, you know, Cam Jordan, J.J. Watt, you know, somebody like that, that might have some position versatility. Or offensively, you know, Tyron Smith out of USC, only played 3 years of college, but, you know, he's a guy that, at least from one scout that I talked to, he said he kind of blew past the rest of the offensive linemen in kind of that competition for to be the number one lineman off the board. So if he's around, I think the Lions would have to look hard at him, as long as, you know, his medicals check out and the rest of his workout, because all he did down in Indy was bench press.
From what you've heard from the people in Detroit organization, what if all were to fall to them correctly, what is their top priority as a position?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, again, I think some of it's going to depend on free agency here, too, because, you know, if free agency happens before the draft, they might be able to fill one or two of those holes. But there's no doubt that, you know, cornerback and outside linebacker are the two needs they need most. And cornerback trumps outside linebacker just because, you know, in this system it's more important. And they don't know exactly what's going to happen with Chris Houston, who, you know, started most of the year last year, but who might be a free agent. So, to me, cornerback's number one, and I think you're going to see him take a cornerback somewhere, even if it's not that first round, you know, round two or three. You might be able to get a guy who can contribute right away.
Well, let the Lions know. I'll do what I can to dig up some dirt on Patrick Peterson. Dave, we appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
No problem. See you guys.
All right, Dave Burkett, Detroit Free Press, talking with us a little bit about the Detroit Lions. When we come back, we'll talk some Big Ten basketball, maybe a little bit more about Michigan State. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.